Those of us who really yearn for a return to first principles, the natural law, the Constitution, a government that only has powers that we have expressly consented that it may have, are frustrated with the choice between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney.
Hi, I'm Matt Welch for Reason TV. I'm at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas, and I am tickled to be joined with our good old friend, Judge Andrew Napolitano. Thank you for joining us, Judge.
Pleasure to be here, Matt.
I'm talking to you not long after the Supreme Court Obamacare decision, the John Roberts two-step. Is it an incredibly wild loss for liberty? Are you more optimistic in the Randy Barnett sense of maybe, you know, we won the long game and lost the short one? Where do you come out on
this? I am not optimistic. I think the opinion was the jurisprudential equivalent of passing a camel through the eye of a needle. I think that it's totally unprecedented, out of the blue, contrary to prevailing standards of interpreting the Constitution, and contrary to everything all the lawyers who argued before the Supreme Court said. I can't get in the Chief Justice's head any more than anybody else can, only he could tell us why he had this sudden change of mind. What he succeeded in doing was granting Congress power on a platter that Congress never even realized it had. So Congress cannot say to you under the Commerce Clause, you may not wear a blue tie. But Congress can fine you for wearing the tie as long as it refers to the fine as a tax. That is a power without limitation. Congress can now regulate any private behavior it wants as long as the penalty for not complying with Congress's regulation is a financial penalty, and as long as you call that financial penalty a tax.
Now, the Randy Barnett counterargument is that, well, this was so narrowly tailored and tortured that this precedent really basically only applies to this decision.
The statute's proponents denounced the idea that it was a tax. We live in a society where judges and justices resolve disputes between parties. They don't come from out of the blue and create an entire new structure in an effort to satisfy the parties. They rule on the basis of the Constitution and the law. So to call something a tax that no one in the case referred to as a tax is a gross form of judicial activism, in this case, enhancing the power of the federal government, which by definition assaults the power of the states and saps personal freedom.
This is a 5-4 decision. There's been plenty of them. The court has been pretty split along 5-4-ish lines, depending on how you look at it.
This is the oddest five that we have seen in modern times in a major decision.
But people who get excited about partisan politics more than, let's say, you or I get excited about partisan politics will point to a presidential election and say, hey, look, you know, on your great, much lamented Freedom Watch program, you're always talking about how the Republican Party very rarely can be trusted on issues that we care about in terms of fiscal discipline and just respecting individual freedom. But they'll say, hey, look, in a 5-4 universe, the president matters. So you've got to back the one who isn't Barack Obama in this case, because he might nominate three. Does this type of argumentation move you?
Yes, it moves me and it frustrates me because I am deep ideologically and personally in the camp of Ron Paul and Gary Johnson. I realize they're not running together, but just to, for the sake of the folks watching this, to place myself. And I have articulated on air and will say again what I think is demonstrable. Mitt Romney's views are closer to Barack Obama's than they are to Ron Paul's or Thomas Jefferson's. I think that's demonstrable. I don't think there's any spin in that, and I think that could easily be demonstrated. So those of us who really yearn for a return to first principles, the natural law, the Constitution, a government that only has powers that we have expressly consented that it may have, are frustrated with the choice between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. And it's a difficult choice to make. Does one vote for Gary Johnson as a way of demonstrating there's a huge base of libertarians out there, and even though you're going to be president, Governor Romney, we're going to be watching you? Or does one vote for Mitt Romney because he's the lesser of two evils and is not likely to give us Supreme Court appointments of the nature that Barack Obama has? I myself have not yet resolved this. I work with some wonderful people on 6th Avenue and 47th Street in New York City called Fox, and most of my colleagues believe, and I share this view, that Barack Obama is arguably the president most dangerous to human freedom since Abraham Lincoln. So there's a great groundswell amongst libertarians to toss some support to Mitt Romney so that we never have to live in fear of what Barack Obama might do by executive order or decree. After all, he's killed Americans on his own and claimed he has the right to do this. This is an extremely dangerous person. But the short answer to your question is, yes, I'd rather have Mitt Romney choose a Supreme Court nominee than Barack Obama.
What's next for the judge? What are you working on? New books, new activities?
My next book, which comes out after Election Day, is a history of and an assault on the progressive era. And the title is Theodore and Woodrow, How a Republican and a Democratic President Destroyed the Constitution. My column has taken off. It's in a lot of nice venues.
Reason.com.
It's at Reason.com. It's in the Washington Times. And I enjoy it very much. A lot of my Fox colleagues have sort of rediscovered Judge Napolitano. And some days I'm actually on air more than I used to be in the happy Freedom Watch days. So it's a busy, happy life. Of addressing these issues in a meaningful way and still being the night watchman of the government that will steal your property and your freedom if you let it.
That's great. Thank you so much, Judge. Appreciate it.
Pleasure, Matt.
For Reason TV, I'm Matt Welch.